February, the victim contacted police in July. Authorities say a 24-year-old man was killed when he crashed a pickup truck during a police pursuit in southeast Kansas. That incident happening around 11:30 Monday night, about 4 miles north of Coffeyville. Cake TV reports the Kansas Highway Patrol says law enforcement was pursuing a Dodge Ram driven by Robert Jackson of Coffeyville. Cake TV reports Jackson lost control of the vehicle during the pursuit, crashing, causing his death. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the Ag Truck Specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Kansas officials whose offices register charities and enforce anti-fraud laws separately want the legislature to give both duties to one agency to make regulation more efficient. Attorney General Derek Schmidt and Secretary of State Scott Schwab are proposing to have the Consumer Protection Division in the Attorney General's office handle all regulation of charities. The two Republicans said they'll present their proposal to the GOP-controlled legislature after it convenes its next annual session on January 13th. Currently, the Secretary of State's office registers charitable organizations, solicitors, and fundraisers, and the Attorney General's office enforces laws on charities and prosecutes fraudulent solicitations. Dozens of young people who aged out of the Kansas foster care system received holiday presents through a state agency's gift drive. The State Department for Children and Families says its annual drive raised more than $4,000 in money and gift cards while also providing wish lists. Mid-America Network News.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska authorities say a driver headed eastbound in the west lanes of U.S. Highway 30 was fatally injured when his vehicle struck an oncoming vehicle. That accident happened shortly before 7 o'clock Tuesday morning, about 2 miles east of Lexington. Authorities say a 20-year-old driver was pronounced deceased at a Lexington hospital. The 50-year-old driver of the vehicle that was hit was treated for minor injuries. A third vehicle involved sustained minor damage, and it's not clear whether its driver was injured. The names of those involved have not yet been released. A western Nebraska woman is known in her small town as the Santa Lady. The North Platte Telegraph reports Nancy Layer has collected more than 9,000 items related to jolly old St. Nick over 50-plus years. Santa items fill both floors and every room of her home in Eustis, about 165 miles west of Lincoln. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the Ag Truck Specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
For the KNDY Public Affairs Program, I'm Ben Keller. A joint effort with American Legion Post 169 of Blue Rapids and American Legion Post 332 of Waterville are looking to name a portion of Highway 77. And today I'm speaking with Jerry Zayas. He is the service officer for Post 169. Jerry, thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be here.
What is Post 169 and 332 wanting to name the portion of Highway 77 and why?
Well, we want to name the portion of the highway in honor of Corporal Alan E. Oatney and Specialist 4 Gene A. Myers, who were killed by hostile fire while serving their country during the Vietnam War. Corporal Oatney was born in October 4, 1949 and graduated from Valley Heights High School. He was killed in combat in Cambodia on June 22, 1970. And Specialist 4 Myers was born May 21, 1948, graduated from Waterville High School in 1966. And he was also killed in South Vietnam June 9, 1969. What we want to do is to make sure that these heroes are not forgotten. By naming this highway, we'll go a long way into cementing the special relationship that exists between our two towns and honoring a couple of American heroes.
How long of a portion are you looking at, and where is it exactly?
It's actually the highway between Blue Rapids and Waterville, and it's about 5 miles.
What steps have you taken, and what steps are next?
We have received the endorsements from the Valley Heights School District, the City of Blue Rapids, the City of Waterville, the Marshall County Commissioners, and we also have given the packet to State Representative Bill Panbacker and State Senator Elaine Bowers. Really in their hands now as they go through the process of getting legislative approval. We're in that process. We're going to be looking for the funding of the memorial signs. Both American Legion posts are going to go around and drum up support for the donations required to support these signs.
Now, in the people that you've spoken to already, what's the response been between those and then the people of the community?
It's been overwhelmingly supportive. For me and for us on the post, it really means a lot to know that not only are the people and the youth, you know, from the Valley Heights School District are all coming on board, and to know that we have our state representative and our state senator are both highly supportive of this endeavor.
Now, of course, there's some steps yet to go because it is a legislative process, as you said, but do you have any indication of how long this might all take before it's complete to where you can get it renamed?
No, but we're anticipating it's going to take a while based on information that I got from other posts that were trying to do the same thing with bridges and stuff. It's got to go through KDOT. KDOT has to do the investigation and stuff, and then it's got to go through the legislature, and then it's got to be approved. So we're hoping to get it done by June. But I think that might be a hard task to make by June.
Today we're speaking with Jerry Zayas. He is the service officer of Post 169 of Blue Rapids. Again, Post 169 and Post 332 of Waterville, looking to rename a portion of Highway 77. And it is just really awesome that you're doing that to help preserve the memory of these two heroes. And so I thank you for doing that and wish you luck on the process.
Well, we thank you very much and look forward to having these signs go up.
Absolutely. Once again, Jerry Zayas with American Legion Post 169 of Blue Rapids here on today's Public Affairs Program.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
A special holiday wish from Nordis Motors in Marysville, that peace, love, and prosperity follow you always. Our warmest thoughts and wishes are with you in this holiday season, and enter a new year with hope and joy. It's our pleasure to serve you in the upcoming year from Nordis Motors.
Warmest greetings of the season and best wishes for happiness in the new year. from Pension Corporation in Marysville. Pension is enjoying its fourth generation of family leadership and is a leader in envelope and packaging solutions. All the best in the new year from Pension Corporation.
Sab Brothers in Hanover send you thoughtful wishes your way this Christmas season. May the treasures and traditions of Christmas fill your heart with hope and happiness. And may you have a successful journey ahead in the new year. They'll be with you to fuel you on your way.
Our lives are brightened by all creatures, great and small. Prairie Valley Vet in Blue Rapids has enjoyed their time with you and your pets and livestock this year, and are eager for what the coming year has in store. Best wishes this Christmas season and a very happy new year from Prairie Valley Vet.
Enan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville, thanks you for your business this past year and looks forward to good things to come in the new year. Safe travels to you and your family this holiday season as you spend time with those dear to you. Best wishes this Christmas time and through the new year from Enan's Automotive.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this low pressure system moving slowly across the upper parts of the Midwest. This low will continue to push across Minnesota into Wisconsin, Michigan as we head through the day, bringing that area a chance for some mixed precipitation with a cold front extending into the central and east central parts of the Midwest. Across that area, it looks like more of a dry cold front. Otherwise, high pressure system builds for a little bit, but we do have another system, a strong low that'll be moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. Some areas will see mixed precipitation as well as accumulating snow as we head towards Friday night, continuing into the weekend. Otherwise, we're going to continue to see these mild temperatures. It looks like a little bit cooler as we head into Sunday. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, clearing skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the northwest. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunny early, then a chance of rain in the afternoon, upper 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, rain likely, lows 34.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
A Christmas Day battle for L.A. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A great day of Christmas basketball as the Clippers got the best of the Lakers, 111-106.
Guarded by James, attacked down the right alley, pump fake in the lane, turnaround jumper from 8 feet is good on the right block. Kawhi Leonard stuck on automatic.
On KLAC, 35 points, 12 rebounds for Kawhi Leonard. The Lakers lost their fourth straight. Earlier, the 76ers held Giannis Antetokounmpo to just 18 points while getting 31 from Joel Embiid en route to a 121-109 win over the Bucks. And in the late game, Brandon Ingram drained 7 three-pointers to lead the Pelicans to an upset win over the Nuggets.
Ingram, spot up, three ball left wing! Swish!
On KLRZ, 31 points for Ingram. New Orleans wins in Denver, 112-100. More Christmas hoops. Jaylen Brown led the way as the Celtics beat the Raptors in Toronto for the first time since 2015.
Rebound Hayward. Long lead. Kemba has it in stride. Drops a back pass for the trailer. And Jaylen Brown flies in with the greatest of ease and throws it down with two hands.
On WBZ, 30 points from Brown. Celts win 118-102. The lowly Warriors held the Rockets to just 36 points in the second half as they stunned Houston 116-104.
Damian Leach, dribble drive by Lee, stops it, pops. No, it rolled around and in. It was going to come out and it sustained there and said, hey, it's Christmas for Damian Lee.
On KGMZ, Damian Lee had a big day, scoring 22 and grabbing 16 boards. In college round ball, it was Houston pulling off the upset. The unranked Cougars used a strong second half to knock off number 21, Washington.
1.5 seconds to play. Into Grimes, there's your horn, and the Cougars are the champions of the Diamond Head Classic.
From Learfield, 75-71, the final score. Baseball hot stove slugger Edwin Encarnacion and the White Sox have agreed on a 1-year, $12 million deal with a club option for 2021. This is Rich Cantu ABC Sports.
K-State fans, it's Star Wars Day this Sunday in Bramlage Coliseum as Coach Weber and your Wildcats host Tulsa. Meet your favorite Star Wars characters pregame, and don't forget to dress up for your chance to win prizes. Doors open at 4 p.m. with tip-off scheduled for 5 p.m. Tickets start at less than $20 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Get your Star Wars Day tickets today at kstatesports.com and cheer on the Wildcat men's basketball team against Tulsa. Go Cats!
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Following that landslide vote to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in the House, the trade deal heads to the Senate. A vote is expected in January and could come early in the month, depending on how impeachment articles are handled. House Speaker Pelosi last week elected to hang on to those impeachment documents rather than send them off immediately to the Senate. Now, depending on how long she chooses to hold them, the action could clear a window for the Senate to consider USMCA. Senate Finance Chair Chuck Grassley on Friday announced that his committee intends to hold a markup hearing on January the 7th based on the expectation that the Senate will have received the legislation beforehand from the House. Grassley says the markup will move closer to ratifying USMCA early in 2020. Senate leadership expects they could quickly consider and pass the agreement within just a couple of days, but if the Senate must start the year with impeachment, then a vote will come near the end of January following those hearings. Iowa Senator Republican Joni Ernst said she will call for EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler's resignation if the renewable fuel standard does not meet that statute requirement of 15 billion gallons. Her comments follow Wheeler's final supplemental rule that was released late last week. In a joint statement with Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, Ernst said, "We keep holding EPA's feet to the fire to ensure they truly uphold the RFS as intended." Ernst alleged that the industry was guaranteed a deal earlier in the year that would appease biofuel producers. The agreement would account for all the lost gallons of small refiner exemptions. But the industry says EPA's plan to reallocate exempted gallons based on a three-year rolling average won't make up for the 4 billion lost gallons. The agreement is that the senators say make earlier this year would have based the three-year average on actual gallons that were waived. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Even America Ag Network. Well, obviously the markets closed at noon on Tuesday, but at that point we saw fractional losses in the corn market. The soy market made the pre-holiday gains. The Tuesday wheat futures also recovered to finish slightly in the green, and cotton rebounding from midday losses to finish also slightly higher. Live cattle futures up. The feeders were down at the close as live cattle futures saw gains of 5 to 30 cents. Nearby feeder cattle futures were down from the midday gains, finishing in the red 25 cents on the board. Feeder cattle index was down 16 cents to 145.82, and box beef prices were obviously not reported due to the Christmas holiday. Lean hog futures were also in the green, so they found themselves up 47.5 to 60 cents in the green in the nearby contracts at the Tuesday close. Obviously no movement through the grains or the livestock, but here's where they last stood as March corn was at 387.5. Kansas City wheat was at 460.5. Through the soybeans, January was at 936.5, the meal at 301.80, and soy oil sitting at 33.88. The cotton complex also, again, as we've mentioned, finishing up slightly as March sitting at 68.70. December live cattle currently at 122.65, January feeders at 143.57, and lean hogs at $70.70. Little movement in the energy complex here this morning as February crude oil slightly higher, up 16 cents at 61.27, March up 16 as well at 61.10, up half a cent for unleaded gas of the month of January at $1.73 a gallon. January heating oil is now up a penny at $2.04, and natural gas up 6 cents at $2.23. Gold and silver trading slightly higher as February gold's up $5.50 an ounce at $15.10.40. Silver's up 16 at $17.92, and the dollar index up 1 point at $97.27. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the Ag Truck Specialist at Rusty Ag Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Ag Ford?
Rusty Ag Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Ag Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Ag, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Ag Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, agriculture, of course. I am learning a lot about the cotton farming industry this week. And coming up, we'll hear about a new way of harvesting cotton after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Tutoring me this week on the cotton farming industry is Steve Verrett, the CEO of Plains Cotton Growers in Lubbock, Texas. Steve has been around a long time, and I suspect he has forgotten more about the cotton farming industry than I will ever know. I was driving through the Texas Panhandle, which accounts for the largest cotton-growing region in the United States. Some of the harvested cotton I saw was packed up into bread loaf-style stacks. Mm-hmm. And the others were in round bales. What is the harvesting process? And I presume the round bales is a newer way of doing it, but what percentages would you say go one way or the other there?
That's exactly correct. The big bread loaf-looking, we call them modules. That's the older harvest technology where the cotton harvester basically harvested off the stalk, dumped out of the basket of the harvester into a buggy, hauled out to where that module builder is, and builds those modules. And there's about, once it's processed, there's about 12 bales of cotton. The new round ones is what we call the onboard moduling systems that John Deere has. And, you know, currently we only have one manufacturer of cotton harvesters, and that's John Deere. There's nobody else that makes a cotton harvester, and a cotton harvester can't do anything but harvest cotton. You know, unlike a combine that can harvest several different types of commodities from soybeans to sorghum to corn, wheat, whatever, a cotton harvester, that's all it can do. But the round ones have the onboard module builder, and it basically makes those round modules. It wraps it with when it comes out the back, it has a plastic wrap over it that then protects that cotton until it's picked up. The gin comes to the field.
I've noticed the wrapping on some of the round bales. There were different colors. They're mainly blue and yellow are the colors I saw. Why is that?
There's no real reason for that. Right now, there's only one company, principal company, that's making that wrap, and it's a subsidiary of John Deere. And they've experimented with different colors. There's even a pink wrap that's, you know, kind of to honor the breast cancer awareness, but there's no difference in the wrap itself. It's just a different color option that they've had and they've been trying.
Oh, okay, I thought maybe it was connected to something with the quality of the cotton or whatnot.
Not related to that.
More about cotton farming tomorrow. Back after this.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Kansas City Chiefs have placed Spencer Ware on injured reserve, ending the running back season. Ware suffered a shoulder injury in a win against the Chicago Bears in Week 16. He signed with the Chiefs earlier this month as the team worked through injuries at the postseason. Signing with the Chiefs, Ware has played in three games. In those games, he carried the ball 17 times for 51 yards. ESPN college football reporter Edward Ashcroft, known for his outgoing and friendly personality, dapper dress, and great love of sports, has died at the young age of 34. The Sports Network announced Ashcroft died Tuesday after a brief illness. Ashcroft joined ESPN in 2011. A native of Oxford, Mississippi, and an 08 graduate of the University of Florida, Ashcroft previously covered recruiting and Florida football for the Gainesville Sun. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
When you find yourself struggling in life, wouldn't it be nice to get some good advice? United Way has a number you can call. They'll point you in the right direction should you fall. Healthcare, legal counsel, tax service, mental health, food, rent, utilities. We assist with all of these.
United Way.
Get connected, get help, dial 211. 211, yeah, 211.
Police in Nashville, Tennessee, looking for a suspect in the stabbing death of Clayton Bethard, the younger brother of San Francisco 49ers player C.J. Bethard, and another man. Police spokesman Don Aaron says arrest warrants are out for 23-year-old Michael Mosley, charging him with two counts of attempted criminal homicide.
Mosley has a violent criminal past. He is a convicted felon, convicted of violent crimes. We consider him to be a danger to the community.
Police said Mosley was among the four people wanted for questioning in surveillance video released this weekend. And for the fourth consecutive week, the Baltimore Ravens are the unanimous choice as the top team in the AP Pro 32 poll. The New Orleans Saints remain number two. The 49ers, Chiefs, and Green Bay Packers each moved up a spot respectively to round out the top five. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday look at sports on the Mid-America Network.
An unwanted fruitcake doesn't have to go to waste. We've got some clever repurposing ideas that don't involve the word doorstep on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you?
Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 26th, the 360th day of the year. Baseball Hall of Famers Carlton Fisk and Ozzie Smith share a birthday, and 80 years ago today, W.C. Handy recorded the classic St. Louis Blues. Were you on the receiving end of a gift of fruitcake this year? As tempting as it is to re-gift it for that not-so-special someone, there were actually some clever ways to put it to use. Add something extra to pancakes or muffins by crumbling fruitcake into the batter. You can do the same with cookie or brownie recipes. Or you can make a granola-like food by crumbling it and baking it in the oven. Then stir it into oatmeal or sprinkle over yogurt or ice cream. It even makes a decent stuffing for chicken, turkey, or pork loin. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more recipe ideas at almanac.com.
Sab Brothers in Hanover sends you thoughtful wishes your way this Christmas season. May the treasures and traditions of Christmas fill your heart with hope and happiness. And may you have a successful journey ahead in the new year. They'll be with you to fuel you on your way.
Our lives are brightened by all creatures, great and small. Prairie Valley Vet in Blue Rapids has enjoyed their time with you and your pets and livestock this year, and are eager for what the coming year has in store. Best wishes this Christmas season and a very happy new year from Prairie Valley Vet.
Enan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville, thanks you for your business this past year and looks forward to good things to come in the new year. Safe travels to you and your family this holiday season as you spend time with those dear to you. Best wishes this Christmas time and through the new year from Enan's Automotive.
Electric extends warm wishes for a joyous new year. May the days ahead be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. It's a pleasure to say thank you this holiday time and wish you the best of luck. Season's greetings from Hanover Electric.
Best wishes for a happy holiday season and a prosperous new year from Ricky's Cafe in Hanover. Thank you for your loyalty this past year, and we look forward to serving you in the new year ahead. From Ricky's Cafe, season's greetings.
The holidays are here again, a time for remembering friends and sharing with family.